I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Frustration. Everyone has been frustrated at some time. Frustration, having a complete sense of dissatisfaction that comes with having unresolved issues, the feeling that comes from unfulfilled needs, the sting that smarts the face while life tosses up yet another rejection. It comes when doors are slammed, gates shut, brick walls are erected, where you thought a main thoroughfare will take you up the yellow brick road of success. Frustration, yeah, knows your middle name, your last name, and your first name, and it will call you in and out trying to drive you right out of your right mind. Frustration knows where you live, eats at your dinner table, and tries to spend as many nights with you as possible. Frustration will tuck you in at bed at night, help you say your prayers, kiss you goodnight, and when you toss and turn in your sleep, frustration will tell you there's no point in trying to sleep because it's almost dawn. When God's grace awakens you to a new day and mercy pulls you from a prone to a perpendicular position, frustration will go get your morning newspaper, pour you a hot cup of coffee, absolutely will go to Starbucks for you, bring you juice, kiss you goodbye on the cheek, and tell you to have a nice day. Frustration knows how to get under your skin and keep you talking to yourself while stopping you from talking to others. Frustration can and will keep you off balance, disturb your concentration, cloud your vision, and destroy your faith. But frustration does have its limitations. It can't kill you, but it'll sure make you want to die. Frustration. Remember what the psalmist writes in Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The psalmist did not say, even though I stand, sit, or camp out in the valley. The verse indicates motion. Even though I walk through the shadow and the appearance of a deadly experience, I will not fear evil. Even though I face frustration, I will fear no evil. The valley experience is a walkthrough, not a place of permanent habitation. Too often we slip into the habit of just staying in that valley of frustration. And there are some habits we need to slip out of, and there are some that we need to slip into. Slip out of procrastination and slip into discipline. Slip out of starting and not finish and slip into completion. Slip out of childish attitudes and slip into maturity. Slip out of spending what you don't have and slip into fiscal responsibility. Slip out of self-hatred and slip into a healthy self-esteem. Come on, let's slip out of this mess. Remember, frustration valley experiences are a walkthrough, not a stopover, not a stayover. Let's walk out of frustration today and walk through to living life fully, thanking God for all you are, for what you have, where you've been, and where God is leading you now.